This Health Ranger Report Pandemic Podcast is brought to you by naturalnews.com for uncensored reporting and healthrangerstore.com for lab-tested preparedness supplies such as storable food, full-face medical masks, biostructured silver first aid gel, and iodine, only while supplies last. April 29th, pandemic.news update. Thank you for joining me. Mike Adams here, responding to President Trump declaring or invoking the Defense Production Act to make sure that the meat plants stay open because Tyson Foods is basically begging for government intervention. Okay. So I guess Trump is going to somehow have the government force workers to go back to work chopping up hogs and cows and chickens because that is critical infrastructure, according to President Trump. But you know what isn't critical infrastructure in his mind? Oh, free speech. Yeah. You see, Trump could have used his executive powers under this national emergency to order the tech giants to stop censoring people just because they disagree with the WHO, or just because they promote vitamin C, or just because they happen to be Trump supporters, or if they're critical of whatever, transgenderism, Satanism, pedophilia. People are banned for all those reasons. It's insane. But Trump doesn't see that that's important for the nation. No. Instead, we got to make sure people get their pork chops. Got to make sure that hamburger is cheap and readily available at the grocery store. Got to make sure that people can have their boneless, skinless chicken breast. Well, that's the national emergency, apparently. But not speech, not the First Amendment. No, no, no. Cheap buffet food. Because I guess America doesn't have enough food or something. I mean, obesity is more rampant in the United States than any country in the world. Seems to me like America would be better off to just have a plant-based diet for a couple of months, frankly. Way too much meat in the diet. And I'm not a vegetarian. I eat a little bit of meat now and then. But for God's sake, running out of low-cost processed hamburger is not a national emergency. It's pretty clear, though, where the priorities are in Washington these days, isn't it? Oh, bail out the rich, bail out the wealthy bankers, bail out the corporations that have strong connections to the current administration, but throw the voters overboard. That's right. Even the Trump supporters just get thrown overboard. You know how much I've lost for supporting Trump in 2016? Been banned and deplatformed and slandered and smeared and attacked everywhere. And what has Trump done to defend his supporters like me who stood up for him? Nothing. Nothing. Not a thing. Oh, yeah, he convened at one point some kind of White House summit of independent media people. Remember that? Invited a bunch of people to go to the White House and be part of this meeting. You ever wonder what came of that? Oh, the answer, nothing. Nothing came of that. It was nonsense, total BS. Just a feel-good session to make people think they were important while Trump ignored them in terms of policy. Yeah. And so instead of defending free speech, Trump is defending the stock prices of the tech giants. Got to make sure that those FANG stocks, you know, those big tech stocks, got to make sure those stay sky high, even if it means artificial pumping by the Fed, because you can't have people feeling nervous about their 401ks, can you, before Election Day. So instead of fighting for freedom of speech, Trump was fighting to protect the stock prices of Facebook and Twitter and Google, you know, YouTube. It's insane. And now, of course, you know, the pork chop plants are apparently at the top of the national critical infrastructure. I'm wondering about why isn't nutrition part of the national critical infrastructure? I mean, we're all biological beings. Shouldn't we be healthier? We have nutritional deficiencies that are widespread across the population. Vitamin D deficiencies, selenium deficiencies, right? Zinc deficiencies. These things are contributing to the transmissibility of the virus and the mortality of the virus. And I haven't heard anybody in the White House say, hey, maybe Americans should have better nutrition, because vitamin D, by the way, helps prevent respiratory infections. And so does zinc, it turns out, with certain viruses. There's NIH research on that and has been for decades. This stuff has been known for a long time. But no, we don't get any Trump declaration that nutrition should be a national critical infrastructure. Instead, it's hamburger. What a joke. What a joke. What an insult to America. Not protecting nutrition or health or health freedom or freedom of speech. Instead, protecting Tyson Foods, one of the most cruel and inhumane corporations in the world. Have you seen the practices of Tyson Foods and the way their growers abuse animals? Have you seen that? You might want to check that out, because basically Trump is having the government subsidize mass cruelty to animals on a scale that's just sickening, horrifying, like China style. You know, you think China is bad with the gulags and the organ harvesting and the prison camps? It is. That's inhumane. But the way hogs and cattle and chicken are treated in the U.S. corporate-run food supply, it's also inhumane. And I say that as someone who raises chickens humanely. Free-range chickens, free-range eggs, taking care of animals, keeping them alive and healthy. It's sickening to me to see that now, I guess, our tax dollars are going to go to subsidize these animal torture factories, basically, is what they come down to. It's sick. I guess on the good side, it might make some people rethink how much meat they're eating. You don't need to make your diet 80% meat. It should be the other way around. It should mostly consist of fruits and vegetables and healthy plants with maybe a little bit of meat if you're going to eat some. But no, we're going to get meat as a national critical infrastructure. It's just astonishing to me at a time when the communists have infiltrated Congress. U.S. senators are basically functioning as spies for communist China, like Senator Feinstein, where we have a criminal, traitorous deep state actively working against America. And we have the tech giants run by the communists. And we have a media run by Big Pharma carrying out crimes against humanity. None of those things are priorities to Trump. Not even the coming vaccine mandates, gunpoint medicine. Instead, he's really, really concerned about making sure people have their pork chops, their pork ribs, and cheap hamburger. Well, we have, as a nation, we have collapsed into idiocracy. We really have. It's actually worse. It's a kind of fascism, because we now have the government purchasing up the means of production, buying the corporate bonds and all the corporate debt, and even apparently corporate assets with some of these bailouts. At least that's what's being talked about. That's the definition of fascism, is when the government owns the means of production. The government picks the winners and the losers. The bailout money goes to the wealthy while the small businesses get raked over the coals. Sound familiar? That's what's happening. Oh, and where the government has a universal basic income paying people to not work. Did you ever think you'd see that under a Republican president? Because that's what we have right now. Universal basic income, a pillar of socialism. Now, a reality under Trump. Amazing. I guess no one has bothered to mention to the president, how are people going to be motivated to go back to work if they're being paid to not work? Somehow that question has never crossed the minds of the people in the White House these days. They seem to be more concerned with, I guess, just paying people off until the election, instead of actually helping the economy get restarted. You know, to restart the economy, sooner or later, people are going to have to go back to work. But why should they, when they're being paid not to work? Brings up the question of the pork plants. How are people going to process pork if they're paid to stay home and not work? Good question, right? But these are just some of the questions that we dare to ask, because, of course, what the White House is doing today makes no sense and will only lead to more collapse and more insanity and more injustice in society, more punishing of the good Americans that tried to restart their small businesses but were punished by the bailout program that favored big business. You know, because the banks get a flat percentage of the bailout money, and why should the banks deal with small amounts when they can just make more money dealing with large amounts? So this whole thing is a cluster of insanity. And this is not a free market economy anymore. This is not a free market food system anymore. This is not a free market financial system, nothing. Everything's rigged. Everything's turning to socialism and fascism, and it's all happening under a Republican president. Imagine that. Stay informed. Keep listening to my podcast at pandemic.news. This is Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Very concerned about America right now. I hope things change, but right now, things are looking very, very bad. Thank you for listening. Take care. When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products, and gel first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.